Innovation and Social Security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition Democratic Union President Akim Ndovu says it will be catastrophic to re-elect President Hakainde Hichilema next year. Bank of Zambia issues directives to enhance the use of Zambian kwacha for domestic transactions. Israel becomes first country to recognize Somaliland. In international news and in sports news, Polo Polo Court focuses on Morocco game after goalless draw against Stubborn Comoros.
And now, Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. Opposition Democratic Union leader Akim Ndovu says that it will be catastrophic to re-elect President Hakainde Hichilema next year, emphasizing that the UPND regime has prioritized foreign interests in the mining sector at the expense of the poor Zambians. The opposition leader argues that despite government claims of improvement, the sector remains in a poor state, with the most revenue going to foreign investors due to what he termed as unfavorable contracts. Mr. Ndovu said despite the UPND government emphasizing that it is creating favorable environment to boost local participation in the mining industry and to review in tax policies to attract sustained investment, there has been a notable progress. In the meantime, Mr. Ndovu has criticized government's handling of the mining sector, saying Zambians are not benefiting from the mineral resources, alleging that more preference has been given to foreign investors in as far as the awarding of contracts is concerned.
Where we engage, that has been the problem even in our mining sector. When we enter into contracts, they are not good contracts. The contracts, we do not benefit from them. So this is the problem. We need to find a way where we're going to build our capacity and be able to, when we get on the table to discuss this contract, well, at least we get something sensible. Most of the times we don't get something sensible from these many contracts. Yes, we can make the pronouncement that $2 billion is being invested, like we did. Like I gave you the example of KCM. At the time they were being given the mine, they pledged to say 1.5 will be released immediately, 5.5 billion will be released immediately. We sign the contract and you return the mine. Today, where they are outside looking for 500 million. So these are the type of contracts. Most of the
Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has issued directives requiring that domestic transactions are settled in the Zambian kwacha, a move that reinforces the legal requirement that the use of the local currency in business transactions is in accordance with Sections 18 and 73 of the Bank of Zambia Act of 2022. In February 2024, the Central Bank announced that it was considering taking measures to operationalize the use of the kwacha and ingwe for domestic transactions. In a statement, BOZ Assistant Director Communications Besnat Mwanza said the directives are with effective from December 26th, 2025. She disclosed that the bank, with the collaboration of the Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, and other organizations, held extensive consultative meetings with the different stakeholders groups from various sectors, including mining, manufacturing, tourism, agriculture, financial, and government. Ms. Mwanza underscored that the process enabled relevant stakeholders, which is not only to be aware of the directives before they came into effect, but to also deliberate and contribute to shaping the final provisions of the directives which have now been issued. She further explained that apart from reinforcing the legal requirement that domestic transactions must be settled in Zambian kwacha, the directives should make it easier for corporates, business entities and individuals to comply with the law. A 50-year-old Mazaboka man, Happy Mukovela of Plan 2000 compound, is recovering in a hospital after being struck by a train along the Lusaka-Livingstone railway line. The incident happened on Christmas Day, December 25, 2025, around 21:05 hours, at Plan 2000 compound, about 2 kilometers from Mazavuka railway station. Police say the locomotive hauling coal wagons from Kapyue to Choma was driven by 53-year-old Michael Tsimungoma of railways compound in Kapyue. As the train proceeded after passing Mazavuka railway station, the driver reportedly saw a man lying on the railway line and sounded the horn, but wasn't able to stop in time. The victim was hit and later rushed to Mazavuka General Hospital for the train driver. With the help of members of the public, he is admitted in the hospital and is in stable condition with a fractured right arm, an open wound on the right leg, a head cut, and a bruised right knee. Mazavuka Central Police Station received the report on December 26th at around midday from a Zambia Railways police officer. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has confirmed that police have opened an inquiry into the incident. Concerns are mounting over the rising number of road accidents in Mokoshi District despite ongoing awareness campaigns. The Road Safety Consultative Forum has expressed deep concern over the persistent loss of lives due to road traffic accidents in Mokoshi District. This comes in the wake of the devastating accident where a young motorbike rider died following a collision with an oncoming vehicle within the district. Forum Chairman Gesho Musonda addressed the community with a heavy heart, noting that despite massive awareness efforts, the message of safety is yet to make impact. Ms. Amfunda is therefore calling on the government through the Ministry of Transport and Communications to ensure that the mandates given to the Road Transport and Safety Agency are fully implemented on the ground. He has urged the youth and all residents of Mokoshi to remain vigilant and strictly adhere to road traffic rules to prevent further avoidable tragedies.
On the loss of a handsome young man who died last night due to motorbike accident and an oncoming vehicle which collided in the process and resulted in the loss of a handsome young man. The colleagues and the people of Mokoshi, our youth in particular, I want to address you with a very heavy heart, in the sense that despite massive awareness campaigns on road safety campaigns and going forward, we want to appeal to our state security to ensure that they follow the law, and this law should apply to every person using the road regardless of where they belong. We just want to appeal to government through Ministry of Transport and Communications to ensure that the rules that have been set on top there and come down through to Road Safety, Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, are actually implemented.
In international news, Lagos residents far from the troubled north express a range of emotions in response to the U.S. move to launch strikes against an IS group in northwestern Nigeria. Some Lagos were in support of the U.S. president's action, African News reports.
Lagos residents far from the troubled north expressed a range of emotions in response to the U.S.'s move to launch strikes against an ISIS group in northwestern Nigeria. President Donald Trump said on Thursday that the U.S. launched a powerful and deadly strike against Islamic State forces after spending weeks accusing the West African country's government of failing to rein in the persecution of Christians.
We have been running helter-skelter because of insecurity. If other countries are coming with the help of creating stability of peace in Nigeria, why shouldn't we be support? I'm in support of that.
As a matter of fact, it's a